Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruth E.C.
This half hour is presented by the Neal Chiropractic Clinic and Dr. Charles Neal, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. I am a chiropractor and the owner at Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare on Creighton Road. With me today is Dr. Charles Neal. He's a retired chiropractor and the founder of the Neal Clinic, who is still committed to patient education because the healthcare world is so complex that even when you've been in it for 38 years,
ooh,
like he has, it is still a maze and you can get very lost in the maze. Dr. Neal, we promised some discussion on arthritis and degenerative problems last week, so this week we're going to make good on that promise. And everybody out there listening, if you have a question about arthritis, send us a text message to 437-1620, and Ruthie's going to let us know that you sent us a question.
Yeah, such a complex subject, arthritis and degenerative problems. Thank you, Dr. McMillan. Yes, we promised to talk about that today. We sort of touched on it last week, and I allowed us how that should be a whole show. So guess what? Here we are. I always like to quote the great philosophers. So I want to start with a quote from a modern day American philosopher, Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump said, "Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get." And that really is a great philosophical truism. I have a corollary for it. Life is also like a row of dominoes. Once you've knocked over that first domino, every single one is going to fall unless you do something to stop that cascade. And that is my introduction into degeneration and arthritides. That's a neat word you probably didn't ever think about much. The plural of arthritis is arthritides. But anyway, back to important stuff. Let's talk about degenerative problems, because many people who have spinal degeneration are not sure exactly what it is, exactly how important it is, or if there's anything you can do about it. And the answer is usually yes, it is important, and very often you can do good things for your arthritis and degeneration. So there's a lot to talk about with arthritic problems and degenerative problems, and like I said, this may be a discussion that spills over into our next show, but we'll start with some important stuff this morning.
One of the things that I wanted to start with is an important thing for everybody to know. Degeneration isn't something that just happens to you. It's true that as you age, the joint cushions and the discs in your body will thin out slightly. And normally, all of those are going to thin out about the same amount. That's why, as we age, we get a little bit shorter. You have 23 discs in your back, so if each of those discs thins out just a tiny bit, a 16th of an inch, well, now you've just lost an inch and a half of your total height. And I wouldn't call that degeneration as much as it is just simple aging of those joint tissues. They're going to tend to dry out slightly, and the discs are going to thin a bit as we age. So what is the abnormal degeneration, and why does it happen? First, let's talk about the terminology, because degeneration hides in a lot of names. If you've been told that you have any of these, if you have DJD, the degenerative joint disease, or degenerative arthritis, osteoarthritis, wear and tear arthritis, old age arthritis, all these things are really similar. These are all the names for degeneration, but very often it's not that gradual thinning that we were just talking about.
Yeah, I don't want to call arthritis a garbage can term, but there really are a dozen different named problems all thrown into that one name, arthritis. And some of them really don't belong there. Dr. McMillan, you talked about getting gradually shorter as we age. It's because of the gradual thinning of the joint cushions in the spine. Technically, that is degeneration. It's degeneration of aging, but technically that is degeneration. But it really does not belong in the arthritis garbage can. To start with, how do you know you got arthritis? The easiest way to diagnose it, for sure, you see it on an x-ray. But you know what? If you have a joint that is slightly swollen and variably achy, oftentimes worse in the morning, it's almost a guarantee there is some degeneration-type arthritis in that joint. And so you ask, is degeneration and arthritis the same thing? The answer is, yeah, most of the time. Even with the serious and systemic arthritis conditions like rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, there's degeneration happening in those joints. It's just not technically degenerative arthritis. It's not technically osteoarthritis. Like I said, there's a lot of joint problems that are thrown into the arthritis can. But I mean, think of it. The breakdown of the name, like most medical words, Latin or Greek origin, arthro means joint. The itis in arthritis means inflammatory disease. Everyone, when I say, what does itis mean, everyone guesses pain. But the reality, Ruthie's going, yeah, that would have been mine. See, I didn't put you on the spot this time. But arthritis is inflammation in a joint. So arthritis is abnormal inflammation and thinning of a joint. I mentioned the x-ray earlier because that's the easiest way to see it. When we look at an x-ray of the spine, we will see generally 6 or 8 vertebrae on any one x-ray. I was going to say x-ray film. they don't much use film anymore. It pops up on a screen. But on any x-ray, we'll see 6 or 8 vertebrae and of course the discs in between them. And if all of them look fine, except for one disc is very thin, well, that's not normal. That is degenerative arthritis happening in one joint, but not the other 6 or 7 that we see on that x-ray. And that's what you need to know about today, because it's so common. And there are some things that you can do that help solve that problem. When we see several normal joints and one degenerated disc, we know that there is bad stress on that joint. That joint has abnormal stress and it's breaking down much faster than all the others. Now, usually that stress is from having injured that joint. It created some misalignment or some abnormal motion patterns in that joint. That's what's making it break down.
And that kind of answers a question we just had from one of our listeners. They texted in and said, is severe arthritis an inherited disease? And, I mean, again, there are some predisposing conditions that will be or that can be inherited that can result in arthritic change.
And it goes back to what I just said a second ago. Rheumatoid arthritis is a systemic arthritis. It can be really severe. And there is a hereditary tendency. But if you're talking about degenerative arthritis, as in I've got one bad disc, you didn't inherit one bad disc.
Exactly. and that's the important point that Dr. Neil just made, that whole degenerative process starts with a joint injury. And maybe that joint injury was one big trauma, like maybe you fell off a ladder or had an auto accident. Maybe it was small repetitive traumas, like having a job that requires lots of bending and lifting, or maybe lots of overhead work. Either way, something that is misaligned and it's making that joint break down much too quickly. And that's where that row of dominoes comes in. That first domino to fall over was the injury that caused the misaligned joint. The second domino is your joint moving abnormally because of that misalignment. And the next domino is usually pain. And if you leave it that way, for a few years, well, it's going to start to break down and degenerate, and that's the osteoarthritis. That's degenerative joint disease. And it's really not a disease like the listener was asking about, you know, if it can be inherited. It's abnormal breakdown of a joint that is moving wrong, and it's all stressed out. But whatever the cause was, those dominoes are falling. And your question is, can you change something to stop that whole row from falling down? Because at the end of that row of dominoes is spinal surgery, and no one wants back surgery. Even a successful back surgery is still going to create a lifetime of weakness in that area. The neurosurgeon will tell you to try everything you can conservatively to help your back problem before you resort to getting a surgery.
And that's it. Conservative treatment, everything you can possibly do before it gets to the level of a surgical level back problem. And that's where Dr. McMillan comes in. If it's a misalignment problem that's making the joint break down and degenerate, you want to correct the misalignment as early in the process as you can. If you can stop that row of dominoes at the first or second domino as they start to fall, you may save yourself from a lifetime of back or neck problems. I mean, if you correct the misalignment soon after the injury, it's taken care of. That joint doesn't have to degenerate. And the reason that pretty much every professional athlete gets chiropractic is, number one, they want to keep playing at their peak. They want to correct the misalignments that often happen in playing their sport. And I'm not talking just football or hockey, where, you know, the traumas are obvious, but you know, in those traumatic so-called sports, they're crashing into each other a dozen times a night. But any sport, I mean, ask a basketball player how many times a night he gets knocked around. I mean, even golf and tennis, okay? You don't see many tackles in that game, in those games. But even golf and tennis players have back problems because there's so much torque, so much twisting on their back every time they make a shot. So, you know, football players are the obvious ones. Ask any guy who played high school football how his back and how his knees are doing. But you know what? Every sport demands that you push your body to the max, and you have a better max if you're in good alignment. So the athletes use it for better performance today, plus fewer degenerative problems in the future. And that's the win-win for them.
And so, if you're having back or neck pain, it's a sign that those joints are not moving properly and the row of dominoes has started to fall. The sooner you do something about it, the less likely it's going to get into the degenerative problems or a surgical level problem. If you have an accident, go get checked by a chiropractor right away, and hopefully all those other dominoes of pain and degeneration and the disc thinning never happen. The degeneration takes a few years to show up, so it's important to handle it sooner, and maybe the degeneration never occurs at all.
And to go back to a second with the for the caller that sent us a text question, what if you have severe arthritis? Is that inherited? There's the other aspect of it also, and that is, if you have severe arthritis, can you get treatment for it? And I mentioned rheumatoid arthritis as being one of those arthritides that that can be inherited. There is definitely a likelihood of that. Even patients that have the systemic arthritis problems, rheumatoid arthritis or psoriatic arthritis, these are systemic problems. It's not one misaligned joint, but you know what? I have worked on many of them over the years, and even with a systemic problem that we don't have any direct control over, even with that, there is still the get the joints moving better, get the patient moving more comfortably, and guess what? They have less pain. So even when it's not that easy to, you know, well, osteoarthritis, degenerative joint disease, you've got a misalignment, that's a problem that's breaking down. Even with those systemic ones, if you can get the joints moving, if you can keep everything aligned well and moving well, then that's it. That it's going to do better. But Dr. McMillan was talking about you know, the catching these things early and taking care of a problem before it gets into degenerative problem. But you know what? In the world of doctoring, we see a lot of the other extreme, which is, what if you didn't have this knowledge years ago when your back problem started, and you already have lots of degeneration? And I suspect that may be what the text message question was about. You know, I have a badly degenerated disc. What now? Well, all is not lost. Like the car guy will tell you, it's never too late to change your transmission fluid if your car is still running. One of the reasons that Dr. McMillan and I focused our practices on activator methods adjusting is that we can treat even severely degenerated joints. I mean, if you have a back problem that is less than emergency surgical, you should get a chiropractic opinion. We both of us have seen some really bad back problems, and sometimes we have referred patients out to get a surgical opinion. I don't like this one. I don't like the presentation we're getting here. I'm seeing some indicators it might be surgical, and so we refer those out. And for the rest of those, Dr. McMillan can work on you. If you've been to the surgeon for an opinion already, if they told you it's not surgical level yet, the surgeon probably told you to try every conservative treatment you can. Maybe they referred you directly to a chiropractor. Some do. But I'll tell you, you need a chiropractic opinion, because if Dr. McMillan can help you, you may never need that surgery that you were worrying about. Nobody's going to regenerate a degenerated disc, but if Dr. McMillan can get motion into a restricted joint and get you the pain relief that sent you to the surgical opinion to begin with, guess what? You won. You can do more, you will feel better, and maybe never need the back or the neck surgery.
Exactly. And another note on the systemic arthritides or arthritides, just because you have rheumatoid arthritis doesn't preclude you from getting osteoarthritis as well. And guess what? You're most likely going to have both of those as you age. I mean, the psoriatic, the rheumatoid arthritis, those patients can still get osteoarthritis. They can get those misaligned joints that are now causing problems as well. And another note on the severe arthritis being inherited, you know, a lot of times what we see, somebody comes in and they've had this severe arthritis for years, and they went to their primary care, they did an x-ray, they come in and they say, look, I have this severe arthritis at L4 and L5. Well, guess where is going to have the issue next? We look right above that joint and right below that joint, because those are the levels that are now having to take up so much extra stress, because the level below and above it are not moving well. So again, if you do already have those severe arthritic problems, there's still something that can be done to help it not progress, to help make sure that you don't continually have those same issues at more than one level. And if you happen to be one of those lucky people who are in tip-top health and don't have any back problems at all, still keep that domino analogy in mind. Part of good health is exercise, and you can try to be as careful as you can, but somewhere along the way, that first domino is gonna get knocked over. You'll misalign something in your back, and your job is to stop the entire row from falling. Treat the misalignment today and prevent the pain and the degeneration that come later on. That could be a new slogan for the Neil Clinic. Keep those dominoes standing.
Yeah, I'm not sure that one's going to catch you on, Dr. McMillan. We keep keep on looking for a new slogan. But I want to go back to almost where we started with this, because the concept of arthritis or degeneration, and again, we'll focus on the back because that's what chiropractors do mainly. The concept of arthritis, there's so many different types. And number one, that's why I said you want to get a chiropractic opinion, because if it's less than surgical, it's very likely that a chiropractor can help you. If the degeneration is severe, sometimes a chiropractor that does manual adjusting might refer you to a doctor that does activator method adjusting, because it's a much more specific and not, I don't want to say forceful, but it doesn't require as much thrust onto the spine because of the specificity of it. And so we often see those. But what if you've already had surgery? Now what? Surgery, basically, I'm going to throw out two categories for spinal surgery. The first one is the fusion surgery. Fusion surgery is usually done either by taking bone chips from some other part of your body. Oftentimes they'll take bone chips out of the crust of the hip bone there, the ilium, and put those into the spine. If everything works out properly, those bone chips grow into the space and solidifies the whole thing. In other words, that joint is now fused. It does not move anymore. Nowadays, more often, they will do fusions with something artificial, plates and screws, and fuse it that way. Invariably, we will get a question about, well, what about the artificial discs? They do those in the neck. The artificial disc does not tolerate the weight-bearing problems of the low back nearly as well, and so you do not see many artificial disc surgeries done in the lower back. Now, you know, the day may come they get better and better at that. But for right now, if it's a back problem, it's likely you're either going to have bone chips fusion or metal plates and screws to hold it all together type of fusion, because they've got to, it's a bad joint. It's not working. There's nothing they can do to regenerate it or recreate it, so they fuse it. And like Dr. McMillan just said, the fusion may solve that problem. Let's assume that it's a wildly successful back surgery. We fuse that joint. Everything is good there. It's not crushing those nerves and causing a lot of pain like it did. Guess what you also have? You have doubled up the stress on the joint above and the joint below. And in 38 years of practice, I have seen patients who had a second surgery. I have seen patients who had a third surgery, and a fourth, and one lady a fifth. Okay, so the issue is we fused that one. It's working better, except now the one just below it blew. Well, we'll fuse that to it, except that the one just above it blew. We'll fuse it, you know.
This keeps going.
There's a limit to where we go with this. But so my point is, wherever you are, even if it's post-surgical, even if yours was one of those that needed surgery, get a chiropractic opinion. If you go to a chiropractor and who says, the work that I do will not allow me to work on a fused joint like this, but you might want to consider somebody who does activator methods work. Well, guess what? That's the Neil Clinic. That's what Dr. McMillan does.
And like we were saying at the beginning of the show, I mean, all the joints will slightly wear down as we age. That's normal. That's going to happen. And a lot of those can be replaced. We've had lots of patients with successful knee surgeries and hip replacements where you get an artificial joint. I have yet to have a patient come in, and I don't know if you've seen one, Dr. Neil, where they had a spinal replacement. Don't think they're doing those quite yet.
Not yet.
But I'll keep working on our slogans. Ruthie's telling me it's almost time to go. Thank everybody for listening. I hope you guys learned something about degeneration in the joints today. I'm Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. We are located on Creighton Road, right across from Walmart. Our phone number is 479-SPINE.